This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed on democratizing AI, saying it must become a tool for inclusion and empowerment, particularly for the Global South. Inaugurating the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi, in the presence of many world leaders, Mr. Modi said the world is entering an era where humans and intelligent systems co-create, co-work and co-evolve. He said AI will make the work smarter, more efficient and more impactful.
AI ke liye insaan sirf data point na ban jaye, insaan sirf raw material tak simit na reh jaye, isliye AI ko democratize karna hoga, ise inclusion aur empowerment ka madhyam banana hoga, aur vishesh roop se global south mein.
Addressing the event, French President Emmanuel Macron said India built what no other country in the world has built.
And India built something that no other country in the world has built. A digital identity for 1.4 billion people. A payment system that now processes 20 billion transactions every month. A health infrastructure that has issued 500 million digital health IDs. Here are the results. They call it the India Stack, open, interoperable, sovereign. That difference is what this summit is about. We are clearly at the beginning of a huge acceleration.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said AI must belong to everyone. He said the future of AI cannot be decided by a handful of countries.
AI must belong to everyone. We must replace hype and fear with shared evidence and close knowledge gaps. I urge member states, industry and civil society to contribute to the panel's work. Launching a global dialogue on AI governance within the United Nations, where all countries, together with the private sector, the academia and the civil society, can have a voice.
Welcoming the world leaders attending the summit, Union Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the government is working on all the five layers of the AI stack. He added that the government treats compute as public good. Later, the Prime Minister addressed the leaders' plenary at the summit. He said AI technology should be accessible for all and it should be the goal of every nation. In his address this afternoon, Mr. Modi said AI needs clear human values and guidance. He said aspirational India has a big role in the global journey of artificial intelligence. Big technology company CEOs today attended the opening ceremony of the India AI Impact Summit 2026 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi. In his address, Chairman of Tata Sons, N. Chandrasekharan, described AI as the next foundational infrastructure. CEO of Anthropic, Dario Amodei, noted that AI has been advancing along an exponential curve for nearly a decade and is rapidly approaching a point where systems may surpass human cognitive capabilities across most domains. In his address, CEO of Alphabet, Sundar Pichai, described AI as the biggest platform shift of a lifetime and underlined its potential to accelerate scientific discovery. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today held a bilateral meeting with Crown Prince of Abu Dhabi, Sheikh Khaled bin Mohammed bin Zayed Al Nahyan, on the sidelines of the ongoing India AI Impact Summit 2026 in New Delhi. The External Affairs Ministry said during the meeting, both leaders discussed bilateral cooperation and expressed satisfaction at the progress achieved in various fields. Prime Minister Narendra Modi also held a bilateral meeting with the Netherlands Prime Minister Dick Schroef on the sidelines of the summit. Benchmark domestic equity indices, the Sensex and the Nifty, tumbled nearly 1.5% today. The Sensex plunged 1,236 points to 82,498, while the Nifty fell by 365 points to settle at 25,454, ending 3 days winning streak. In the ICC Men's T20 Cricket World Cup, Sri Lanka has set a target of 179 runs for Zimbabwe. Zimbabwe were 20 for no loss in 3 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.